Chance for rain today and tomorrow. Then it clears out and cools off a little bit. Highs in the lower 80s, and the humidity is going to be down, so it should feel a little bit nicer. Pat Connick joins us now, Louisiana State Senator, to talk about Louisiana's new laws on labeling foreign seafood. How you doing, Senator?
Doing great, Tommy. Good morning.
I saw this story in the Illuminator about some testing that happened at the Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival in Morgan City. 4 out of 5 vendors evaluated serving foreign shrimp passed off as local. I know there's a big concern of yours. I know we've had some legislation that's passed to kind of prevent this kind of thing. Tell me what's going on here.
It's shocking, but it's not shocking. Like I said in the article, Wes Miller with the Louisiana Illuminated wrote a great story. You know, the shrimpers are hurting in Louisiana. The shrimp industry is dying, basically. These guys go out, spend a lot of money, catch shrimp, 10, 16 pound per pound shrimp. They get 90 cents at the dock, and they can't afford it. And the reason why that's taking place is because the cheap imports have flooded the market. All the warehouse space that we have in the state is full of imported shrimp. And there's no room for our domestic product. And when that happens, the price drops. But when you look at the product that's coming in from India and all these other countries, they're being repackaged and relabeled as a Louisiana-type product. And it's deceptive, and that's what's happening, and that's what we're trying to stop, you know?
I don't understand how that can happen. Is it just flagrantly flaunting the law?
You know, the shrimp comes in from foreign countries, and the FDA only tests a small percentage of the shrimp imports, you know? I think there's a 2020 study by LSU that found 2/3 of the shrimp imports tested were contaminated. Yet this is coming in, and dealers are repackaging as, you know, Cajun land or Le Bon Temps Roulet. But when you look at the label, you know, it has a Louisiana symbol on it. Mm-hmm. But when you turn it over, it says, you know, product of China, a product of Vietnam, product of Ecuador or India. You know, by law, we cannot stop imported seafood, but we can stop imported seafood from being sold as seafood coming from the Gulf of Mexico and Louisiana. And that's the law that was passed. It goes into effect on January 1st, 2025, and there's some penalties that go with that.
Whose purview is it I don't understand how you can send shrimp over from India and they remain fresh or they remain whatever it is. They got to treat them with something. I don't understand how they can do that and how they can even compete with shrimp that come right out of the Gulf. I guess that's what confuses me.
It's an inferior product. The problem with the shrimp that's from overseas, that's farm-raised, it's contaminated. They use antibiotics so the shrimp don't die, and they freeze them. And they come across in the frosted, and they put in the containers that you see in the stores, and people buy them. They think they buy Louisiana shrimp, and it's not. I mean, I represent shrimpers in Lafitte and Grand Isle. Dean Blanchard is a good friend of mine. He has a shrimp dock in Grand Isle, and he's about to close down. It's just because they cannot compete with the stuff coming in from overseas. But the sad part about this and the thing that's so wrong is that the stuff's coming overseas are being packaged with our labels that from the culture of Louisiana, mm-hmm. the Gulf of Mexico. And that's the deception that we have we put laws in to stop. And it's going to be some penalties that's going to be coming forward. Like if an importer, mislabels a package, they can be fined $15,000 to $50,000 a pop. Restaurants that say they have they serve in the U.S. you know, caught seafood and they serve in foreign shrimp can be fined $200 to $500 per violation. Before it was a slap on the wrist, but you know, there's some penalties that go along with this new law. Hopefully, we can, you know, we can't stop the foreign imports from coming in, and we can't stop people from buying foreign imports. But we can make sure when people are buying the shrimp, they know where they come from. And that's what we're trying to do here.
We can't, as a state, say, you know what, you can't sell shrimp from India in this state. You can't sell shrimp from wherever in this state. You can't do that?
It's federal law. It's the Commerce Clause. I think there was a law. There were some laws passed in Louisiana early on in 2020, you know, like maybe 20 years ago. there was a federal lawsuit and the state lost. But I used that lawsuit, I used the ruling from that court to draft language in this law to make sure that it would pass, you know, any scrutiny. Going, if someone sues over the new law we passed, we will win based on the way it's written.
When it comes to restaurants, do you find that there's the primary problem is locally owned restaurants or chain restaurants or what?
It goes across the board, Tommy. You know, we want to work with the Restaurant Association, and we did work with the Restaurant Association with this legislation. They had a major role in drafting it. They know that this is a problem, you know, and they know that they can't deceive the public. You saw what happened in Biloxi with Mary Mahoney's restaurant. Mm-hmm. They were selling red snapper as coming from the Gulf when it was foreign. And that's a violation of a federal law with what they were doing. And I think some folks are going to jail over there. But the whole purpose is for the public to understand what are they buying. Is it an import or is it a domestic caught Louisiana shrimp? Don't bring in an import that's inferior and contaminated and pass it off as a Louisiana product. And that's wrong. You know, put all the Chinese labeling on it and see how much you sell for that. They can't do that. So they use our culture and our heritage and to make a profit, you know, on the backs of our shrimpers.
I want to pick it up here when we come back because, you know, in every market you got supply and you got demand, right? So if we would eliminate the demand, or if we could educate people enough to eliminate the demand, well, then maybe, you know, that would stop the supply part of it. We'll talk more when we come back. I also want to talk about the governor's proposed tax plan, and I think it might be a little bit of a, you know, what is it, post-hoc ergo propter hoc to say that the only reason Louisiana's losing population is because of the tax base, a tax structure. I think that's a stretch, but we'll talk more about it when we come back. Senator Pat Connick, our guest, Louisiana State Senator, talking about mislabeling of seafood, and I wouldn't eat that stuff from India. I really don't, and we will talk more about checking the packages and what you need to look for, because you do have to look closely. Pat talked about the appropriation of culture, and it is. They make that package look like it's from Louisiana, but it is not. 720, traffic now, WWL. 725 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with State Senator Pat Connick talking about Louisiana and what seafood and testing at the Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival that showed 4 out of 5 vendors were serving foreign shrimp passed off as local. Pat, I was talking about, you know, educating people. I don't want to eat any of that stuff. If I wouldn't use sheetrock from another country or you know the problems that we've had with that, why would you eat anything from there? With that being said, if we could just cut down the demand on this where people wouldn't buy it and it would go unsold and then they'd have to get rid of it, maybe stores would stop carrying it. Some of the ways to make sure that you're buying Louisiana seafood?
It's just, you know, people need to know what they're buying, and right now you don't know. I mean, it's insane that at the Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival, they're selling, you know, shrimp from India. You know, and then how can the locals compete with that? The whole purpose of the legislation that we passed is to educate, make sure that the people who are selling identify where the shrimp are coming from. If it's local, you know, put it up there. And if it's foreign, make sure we know about it. The law requires a certain font in a certain type setting, and that goes into effect in January 1st, 2025. I think the retailers wanted that delayed implementation of the law to allow what they had in stock to go out. But, you know, Louisiana is full of foreign shrimp, and it's hurting our shrimpers.
Is there any way to for the state to put a tariff on foreign seafood? No, huh?
This is all federal law. I think there's some bills in Washington, D.C. to try to do something to raise the tariffs, but none of that has taken place. You know, these stores who sell this stuff it's a cheap product, and they make up a higher margin on it. The restaurants want to, you know, they buy low and then sell high. But, you know, it's, if they cannot deceive the public of, I can't tell you, Tommy, I'm serving you a shrimp caught from the Gulf of Mexico at my restaurant, and when it's from India. But people are doing that now. And you know, that's what the law is trying to design to stop and fix it.
Let's talk real quick about the governor's tax plan and what is special session, all that stuff. You've had a chance to look any of it over, Pat?
Listen, I got in the mail 2 days ago a book about 3 inches long, inches wide, that I have not had the chance to go through. I know some of the stuff that's in it. They want to eliminate a bunch of the tax credits.
Right.
That's on the table. Consolidate a bunch of accounts. You know, put a flat tax in that's going to go at like 3% across the board and give credits to some folks who are low income. I think something has to give. We need to do something. I'm willing to listen, and I'm willing to make some tough votes to make the change needed in the state to be more competitive. Right now, our system is really, you know, convoluted the way we do things here. So hopefully we can eliminate some of that and move forward. And I'm excited about it, Tommy. I don't want to go back to Baton Rouge in November for a special session, but I will.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to make some tough votes.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Senator. Senator Pat Connick, fellow Shaw graduate. We'll take a break. We come back, we're going to talk to Adam Knapp, CEO of the Committee for 100, to continue conversation about Governor Landry calling for a special session on tax reform and to address looming fiscal cliff. We'll see what the Committee of 100 for Economic Development would like to see lawmakers like State Senator Pat Connick do. Then we'll talk to Representative Mandy Landry, Democrat, to check in with her to see how she's feeling about the special session on tax reform. So a lot coming up. Stay with us right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.